All right, welcome to a special episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But today on the show, it's not actually going to be a Piecing It Together episode. It's a Faces and Aces podcast episode. This is from last year. I was on their podcast and we did an episode that kind of borrowed our format. But instead of talking about a movie, we talked about Las Vegas, the city we call home. And we talked about it in terms of the movies that make up Las Vegas. It fits our whole Piecing It Together theme. And, you know, back when I first went on their show and did this episode, we had talked about me also putting it in the Piecing It Together feed. So that way, you know, everybody who listens to Piecing It Together would get a chance to check this conversation out because it's a really fun conversation. And while I did share their original version of the episode back when it first came out, and I hope you went and listened to it, for those of you who didn't, now you get to hear it right here in your podcast app that you're subscribed to Piecing It Together on. So let's jump into this conversation. If you like what you hear, you should go check out the Faces and Aces podcast. It's a great podcast. And we will, of course, be back with more regular Piecing It Together next week.
I don't know if this speaks to how much I enjoy the fresh take of mm-hmm. your show, or if it more so speaks to how much of a kleptomaniac I am. But we're actually going to steal the premise for your show and do one on Vegas. And so for the listener at home, if you don't quite understand exactly how this is going to go, I'll ask you, the listener, if you were to pick, say, three movies that would best describe you, what three movies would you pick? We're going to take that same idea and apply it to Las Vegas, except we're going to do five movies. And it may not be the obvious movies, or it might be.
Some of them will be.
Yeah, I'm sure
we'll have some that are a little more out there, but
yeah, yeah. But if you were to pick some, you know, five movies to best describe Vegas, what five movies would they be? And do you want to go ahead and, for that matter, do you want to drive the boat since this is kind of your show?
Sure, absolutely. Well, in that case, you're going first because my guest usually goes first.
So. Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes, absolutely, man.
Okay, well, the first piece of the puzzle that I have that describes Vegas for me is Trainspotting.
Mm.
And there's something about that movie where there's this brotherhood and destructiveness and there's drama and celebration of friends. And there's always that one jackass friend who's part of the group.
Mm.
I feel like watching that movie kind of encapsulates the feeling of Vegas, specifically for the younger group, like maybe in my 20s. That was kind of what Vegas was like for me. A lot of running around, causing mischief, havoc.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you may have had some dark moments in those times if Trainspotting's the first one you went to. But I could totally see that. And, you know, it's funny you said you have the one friend that's kind of mischievous. You know, it's like, I think that's going to be a little bit of a running theme. I know at least off the top of my head, two of the pieces I'm going to bring up have that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true. There's always that, you know, one guy who's just like, you know, really leads you into trouble. Absolutely. Vegas could be that. A lot of what I'm going to talk about today in this episode is going to be in the past tense for me. Now I'm just an old dude who doesn't really go out too much anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, certainly my 20s were spent getting into who knows what, what I mean?
But I'm really interested in your list because you're also a Vegas local.
Yes.
And so that will have painted,
sure,
your opinion in one way as well.
Yeah, I actually, just a little history before I go to my first puzzle piece. I moved here when I was 17. Me and my family, we moved our record store, Wax Trax Records. We up and moved the whole thing here. And that was the summer after I graduated high school. And I went to UNLV and all that stuff. And so, yeah, I've been in Vegas now 20 years. And I basically consider myself from here. I mean, pre-17, I don't really consider that to be existing yet. You know what I mean? My life started once I got here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm basically a Vegas local for sure.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to go obvious with my first one, and then we'll get a little bit further away from obvious. First one, The Hangover. I mean, come on. It's such a modern classic of comedy. The sequels, not so much. The sequels went in an unfortunate direction. But that first one absolutely is one of the great comedies of the last, 20 years. And paints Las Vegas in a way that is pretty damn accurate. I mean, if you're if you had the right group of friends, you got into some crazy shit, and I certainly did. You know, me and my friends, we had a comedy rap group here in Las Vegas, so we were out doing shows, and we were, you know, doing like promoting our shows, which takes us in a whole other direction, which you had to be even louder and more ridiculous. You know what I mean? And so we're out there doing like so much stuff and pretty infamous around the Maryland Parkway area. And so there was a time where people knew what the Polar Bear MCs were back then, and the UNLV Polar Bear Club. I actually created a club at UNLV just for promoting my band, which then I actually used for more, you know, well-intentioned purposes of promoting other bands as well. Yeah. But certainly when I started, it was to promote our dumb comedy rap groups. but yeah, we were out there like just doing all kinds of crazy shit, just like The Hangover. I mean, it was just totally ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I love The Hangover because it's one of those movies that lends itself to an evening of unlimited possibility.
Yes, absolutely. That's a really good way to put it. Yeah. Unlimited possibilities. And it's true. That's one thing I like about Vegas. Even as an old guy who's not partying, there's still unlimited possibility of what it is you're going to do with your day, even if it's, you know, more nicer things. You know what I mean? It's like there's still just so much to this city and the surrounding areas, too. I mean, even if you want to go be healthy and hike or something, you know, there's just stuff everywhere to do.
A friend of mine and I were just talking about that 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that friend, by the way, is Saul. You might know him online on Twitter as at Las Vegas Junkie. We're going to have him come on and give his five when we wrap up. But he's sitting over there. Say hi, Saul.
Hey, everyone.
So what would your next puzzle piece be?
Kind of piggybacking on yours, but not as specific. I went with the puzzle piece of all Vegas movies. The ones that really stand out are The Hangover, but even a movie like Go, which has a nice little Vegas segment in it.
Sure.
Just because I think those movies represent the chaos, the fun, out of control chaos that can happen here in Vegas. And like I was saying, the unlimited possibilities of an evening.
Sure.
I think I kind of prefer that little piece of Go a little bit more than The Hangover, just simply because in The Hangover, they were roofied and were not necessarily responsible or in control of what they were doing that evening. Whereas Go, he just had a carefree, why not attitude and just kind of went where the evening took him and it took him on some crazy adventures.
That's a good point. Absolutely. Yeah,
as well as Go. I mean, just that movie in general. I feel like in the pantheon of the indie 90s movies,
yeah.
I feel like that one's overlooked a lot, as well as just a kick-ass 90s soundtrack.
I haven't seen Go in a long time, but yeah, it's that great soundtrack, and I do remember loving that movie back in college. I got to watch that again. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's kind of like Pulp Fiction light.
Right. Absolutely.
Pulp Fiction Junior.
Yeah, totally. Well, you know, a lot of my puzzle pieces are Vegas related, so they might actually fit into that puzzle piece of Vegas movies. For example, my next puzzle piece is Swingers, which, of course, is just a classic view of being in your late 20s, you know, into early 30s, being in Vegas and doing the Vegas thing. Obviously, the Rat Pack and all that is certainly before my time, but Swingers is kind of my time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
That's a good point.
Me and my buddies, we were a lot less classy than those guys, if you wanted to even want to call them classy. We weren't dressing up and going to the cooler places. We were at the dive bars and that kind of stuff. If we wanted to impress some girls, maybe we'd be going to the clubs and that kind of thing. But normally it was just a matter of just going out with the friends and just drinking. You know what I mean? But still, Swingers absolutely, it captures that that feeling of going out for the evening in Las Vegas, and where the night takes you, it's going to take you.
Yeah.
Which, again, kind of, you know, piggybacks on The Hangover as well, because although The Hangover, like you said, is certainly it's a kind of a different kind of story. they both end up with going out into the night of Las Vegas.
Yeah. But I mean, one of the differences with Swingers, though, is you're right. There is something that's cool. They do encompass a coolness to them.
Yeah.
But it is a fake it until you make it kind of coolness. And there's that, you come to Vegas and you feel indestructible. But, you know, you get back home and you're the guy who's leaving 50 answering machine messages.
I mean, isn't that anybody in Vegas unless you're like some high roller dude or something like that? Yeah. You know what I mean? That's everybody in Vegas. You're trying to force yourself into a situation of being, you know, the Vegas party atmosphere.
Yeah.
You want to be in that because you're here.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you live here, eventually burns you out pretty quick. But
I can imagine.
I'm sure I don't know what it's like to visit Vegas and party through a weekend and go home afterwards. I don't know what that's like. For me, it was like from age 21 straight to roughly 26, just every night because I lived here. There was no going home, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would just imagine that it's kind of like in your 20s, whatever city you're in, you're going to party.
Yeah.
And if you happen to be in Vegas, it's the best party in the world. Yeah.
So what's your next puzzle piece?
You know, I think we're kind of hitting the same themes here.
Mm-hmm.
The whole fake it until you make it kind of thing.
Sure.
Because my next movie is the movie Spy, starring Melissa McCarthy.
Mm. Okay.
And, you know, to be clear, we're not necessarily picking Vegas movies, but movies that I think best represent Vegas.
Sure.
And the thing about Spy that I think represents Vegas is you have the boring job that you grind through every day, and then you look forward to the adventure, or you dream of the adventure.
Yeah.
And at some point you get to Vegas and you live that life that you always dream of, or at least for a weekend, and then, you know, then you get to go back, but you get to come here and live that fantasy, kind of like Melissa McCarthy in the movie Spy. She's, you know, and it's a trope where you have the person working behind the desk yearning and wishing for a more exciting life, and then something happens and they get set on that adventure. That's kind of what Vegas is like. As soon as you step foot off that plane, you start that adventure.
Yeah, as soon as it lands, everybody starts cheering. I've found, I don't know if that's a new thing. I don't know if people used to do that, but last time I got back to Vegas after a flight. Yeah, everybody was cheering.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I drive, so I hear every plane that lands,
they're ready to go, man.
Oh yeah, it's the happiest airport on the planet.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
As opposed to people who land in LA, you hear everybody go, "Oh,
yeah, seriously." I can already feel the traffic. So for my next puzzle piece, I'm going to take things a little different direction. Aside from the podcast, I also compose music for film. And so that gets me involved in a lot of the filmmaking and Las Vegas filmmaking. And I'm going to put a couple of movies together, actually. One of which I worked on is called Bus Party to Hell. That is a movie by the Mahal Brothers that is available on all the VOD services and all that. I did the main theme song and a bunch of the other music.
Cool.
And then another one is called Thor at the Bus Stop, which is one of the more well-known local productions. And so neither of these movies are like, you know, big, huge Hollywood hit type movies, but they're both well-known indies that are, you know, available out there and did big festival runs and all that kind of stuff and played at theaters and are on all the VOD services and all that kind of stuff. And so these are representative of the Vegas film community, which as a community, it's got its ups and downs. I mean, I find that, you know, as a film music composer, I end up working more so with people, you know, in LA long distance or, you know, in other cities around the world and all that stuff. Vegas doesn't tend to bring me as many great projects, but there is a film community and I wanted to kind of represent them with this puzzle piece. And Bus Party to Hell is a fun movie, so people should like seek it out. If you like blood and boobs and that kind of stuff, you should check it out.
Oh, totally. That sounds like the movie for me.
Yeah.
Although in the ridiculous other order, I like boobs and blood.
Nice. Well, there's a lot of each. So it's
good.
Funny.
Okay.
It's a funny movie. And I do a total rip-off AC/DC song for the opening credits.
Nice. I do like those picks. I haven't seen those movies.
Yeah.
And they are available iTunes.
Yes.
And, okay. Then absolutely, I'll have to check them out because, you know, I dig movies, especially indie movies.
Absolutely.
And I do like that you're representing. This is exactly what I was looking for, like the local perspective on Vegas. Were those shot here in town?
Yes. Thor at the Bus Stop, I believe, is all here in Vegas. I'm not quite sure. Bus Party to Hell is in like the surrounding desert areas. Like, the story, they're on a bus trip to Burning Man, from Vegas to Burning Man, and they get stopped by demons like just as soon as they get out to the desert outside of Vegas. And there's blood orgies and cannibalism and all that. And it's great.
Does Vegas have a role in either of those movies?
I mean, just the setting mainly. It's not like like a Hangover redo or anything like that. Just the fact that they're coming from Vegas. So what would your next puzzle piece be?
This one, I'm actually taking a little bit of a darker turn. And, you know, I'm going to hit it really quick because I know this is going to bum everybody out. But Demolition Man needs to be on my list in the way that you have a lot of glitz and perfection up top, yet you have a huge homeless community in the sewer.
Oh, is that true?
All right, moving on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to focus on the positive end of what you just said, okay? Yeah, yeah. I have five puzzle pieces, and then I had one bonus puzzle piece, and I'm just going to piggyback it off of what you just said there. Yeah. I couldn't think of a good movie for it, but a futuristic movie that's not necessarily a dystopia. Because this city is so freaking new compared to other cities. Like, you know, I feel horrible for the homeless and all that. But, like, this city is so clean and, like, new and the amenities. And, like, it's like you could practically, like, just sit down on the ground and, like, just, like, relax. And it's, like, not disgusting in most areas of the city, you know. Yeah. And it's almost like this futuristic place, you know, where it's, like, it's crazy, you know, and of course, again, I'm trying to take it away from the depressing angle of the
Yeah, I appreciate that very much.
But yeah, just more the futuristic aspect of this being just such an insanely new place.
Yeah.
Should I bring it up a little bit with drugs?
Please, please do. Drugs are always
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
That, okay.
Which, you know, the Terry Gilliam classic. Now, this is something I couldn't confirm before I got here, but a friend told me this, and maybe you know. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I was told by a friend that was inspired by Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Do you know if that's true?
I don't know if that's true, but 100% believable.
Yeah, it does sound very believable, and I was looking it up. I did like 5 minutes of Googling. I didn't find it, but I think it's true. I want to go with the fact that it's true. Because, yeah, and you know, Fear and Loathing is a movie that I really have only seen a couple times, and I was a little, you know, out of my mind when I was seeing it back in the day, and so I don't remember it as much as I should, but it's one of those movies that's like, you know, little images of it are just so burned in your mind after the first time you've seen it, you know? And it's a version of Las Vegas that is not exactly real because of the fantastical elements, but it's still when you're trying to piece together, you know, bits and pieces of what your experiences in this town are, they tend to blur together in ways that are kind of the way that that insanity on that movie kind of display.
Yeah, I finally got around to seeing that movie last year for the first time.
Yeah.
At the urging of my friend Mitchell. I wish I hadn't waited so long to see it. I think I kind of put it off because I thought it would be this completely bonkers movie.
Yeah.
Like I was thinking something along the lines of Brazil or you know, something that I would just watch and be like, okay, art film. But it's a well put together, well shot, interesting movie.
Yeah.
I would also pass on the recommendation. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out.
It is. And if you haven't seen it since you were really stoned in college, go check it out again. All right. What's your next puzzle piece?
All right. Well, my last puzzle piece for Vegas is Best in Show.
Ooh, one of my favorite movies.
And I feel like that movie represents the part of Vegas where you have so many interesting and colorful characters coming from many different parts of the country congregating in one place. And there's an opportunity to get to meet or at the very least, observe people who you're not familiar with. Maybe some of them are a little bit odd. Like it is the people watching here in this town is one of the things, fantastic. One of the best free things to do if you're broke and you just have some time to kill. People watch.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to love Morton's Steakhouse and the Forum Shops.
Yeah.
We used to go there for like birthdays, my parents and I. And my dad would always, you know, reserve the seat out, you know, in the Forum Shops, like outside of the restaurants. That way you could watch the people walking by.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many interesting characters in this town. And that's actually a really good point, putting it that way. There's so many people come here, whether it's for the conventions or they're just traveling or whatever. There's so many people here. There's no telling how weird they're going to be, how cool they're going to be. How there's just so many different kinds of people, just like that movie. And then also on a side note, I'm a big dog person, and there's a lot of stuff to do with your dog here. A lot of dog friendly restaurants, which is awesome. The hiking, just all kinds of stuff. Dogs are very welcome in Las Vegas.
Kinda ish. Yeah.
We just, maybe not on the strip necessarily.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're staying off the strip, then yeah, there are a lot of places. Yes. Plenty of dog parks, lots of cool stuff to do, but on the strip,
yeah, maybe not on the strip so much. I don't know. I think it would be a little too crazy for my dogs at least. Yeah, but yeah. They've been close to the strip though. They've been to, what's that place? Alexis Park, there across the street from the Hard Rock. There is a Yappy Hour event where everybody's drinking and they had their dogs, and it was awesome, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and there is a brewery dog park, I think, over in Summerlin. Is it Summerlin?
I think it's on the other side. Isn't it Henderson area?
Could be Henderson.
Yeah, I think so. I think it just opened recently, right?
Yeah, Barks Park. Yes. B-A-R-X.
Yeah, it's out towards, I think, by Sunset Station, kind of, like out towards Henderson.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's on ad for it.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, we need to go to that. We love bringing our dogs to things. Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's stuff to do if you stay off strip with the dogs.
Yeah,
which is what we did our last trip. My wife and I came out here. We did some hiking over at the Valley of Fire.
Nice.
Brought the dog. It was just a good time.
Yeah, I love bringing them out there. Valley Fire is great. All right, so I got one last puzzle piece too. And this one is more of an example of what I thought Vegas was when I was a kid. And more or less, it lived up to it. And that is National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
That's one of my honorable mentions.
Yeah, nice. Vegas Vacation is just such a fun, ridiculous movie and one of my favorites when I was a kid. And it kind of, before I moved here, I was born in New York, grew up in Pennsylvania. It gave me a preview of what to expect when we eventually moved. And especially if you're out, you know, doing the very touristy things, it kind of is what Vegas is in a lot of ways.
It holds up in the sense that I feel like it's the full Vegas picture. If you've never been to Vegas before, you could watch Vegas Vacation and get a really good idea of what you're in for.
Yeah.
Starting with Clark Griswold at the beginning with the anticipation leading up to the trip.
Yeah.
Coming to Vegas, people always counting down the days.
Yeah.
And then just the adventures and misadventures that they get into once they get here, as well as, you know, like we were saying before, Rusty fake it till you make it.
Sure.
You know, I know the Las Vegas Visitors Convention has a whole ad campaign based on faking it while you're here, pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, that is part of the fun of coming to Vegas.
So, and it is fun. It's I remember as a kid coming here, and it's just like, it's just so much overload, you know? We used to come here on vacation, and that's what that movie reminds me of that overload. It's a very, I'd believe you if a 14-year-old wrote that movie, you know what I mean? It's such a kid's view of Vegas, but in many ways, that's what Vegas is.
Yeah, it is a fun movie.
Yeah.
I do have an honorable mention.
Sure.
Actually, I have two honorable mentions now that I think about it. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, because that movie is bonkers.
Yes.
And it does represent all the crazy color. It's such a vibrant, ridiculous movie. I feel like this city is very much that aesthetically. And then also The Fifth Element, kind of for the same reason. There's a lot of craziness. What the fuck is happening in this movie?
Oh, yeah.
But also in The Fifth Element, you have moments of beauty and pure astonishment when the opera singer gets up and you just, it's a fantastic scene. And I feel like Vegas does have those quiet moments here and there where you're just marveling at the city.
Yeah. I almost used Fifth Element as my example of the futuristic city aspect of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to settle on it, but the things you were just saying there all makes total sense for why Fifth Element should be on our list for sure. So the movies on our finished puzzle are Go, Trainspotting, Best in Show, Spy, Demolition Man, The Fifth Element, Vegas Vacation, The Hangover, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Swingers, Bus Party to Hell, and Thor at the Bus Stop. So that is our finished puzzle, a list of some crazy fun movies, which I think is really what it comes down to when you're describing Las Vegas. It's just like, It's fun. It's just nonstop fun, this place.
Yeah, except for the one dark horse that I threw in there. Yeah, let's not
remind ourselves of that. Right,
but Demolition Man is a fun movie.
Yes, it absolutely is. I just saw it like a year ago, and I was like, damn it, this is great.
Yeah, it's a great 90s action movie. And the movie that people never credit Sandra Bullock's first appearance. Everyone always says Speed, and I remember her from that. And I don't know why that movie she doesn't get credit for.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
All right. Well, David, now that the listeners have gotten a sample of how your show works, would you mind telling them a little bit about it, where they can find it, or for that matter, find you on Twitter?
Sure, absolutely. And before I do that, I did actually think of a honorable mention real quick, the incredible Burt Wonderstone, which for the cheesiest of cheesy Vegas shows, I think was such a great representation. And yeah, at Piecing Pod is where you can find me on Twitter. You also, at By David Rosen is for my music, and bydavidrosen.com for my music.
It is a very cool show, as well as you do have on very cool guests. I know you reach out to the Vegas film community here. Occasionally you have directors, producers,
yes,
other people working within the indie film community, having them on to promote film festivals. I've listened to almost every episode. I'm probably awesome. Maybe 12 episodes behind, but I've listened to all the way up until then. So,
well, thank you so much for listening, man. And I enjoy your show too. It's definitely one of my favorite of like Vegas type shows.
Thank you, man.
It's
I appreciate cool. that. Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Next time we do another movie-related topic, we'll have you back on.
You just let me know.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that. Just so you know, I did cut out a little bit of the episode just to make this a quick little bonus thing here in our feed. So definitely make sure to go check out Faces and Aces wherever you listen to podcasts. And you could also follow them on social media at Faces and Aces LV, like Las Vegas. And yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, I'm always guesting on other podcasts, and I hope you guys check them out when I share them. But hopefully we'll, you know, add some of those guest appearances into this feed every so often as well, just like we did here today, because, you know, they're fun conversations. And I think as long as we're talking about movies, you guys should want to hear them. So that does it for today. As always, you can follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. And you can, of course, subscribe on whatever podcast app you like to listen to podcasts on, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, another thing, we have a couple of new t-shirts up on our TeePublic store. You could check the link for that in the show notes, or just search for Piecing It Together on TeePublic. A couple of great designs that I had made, and we're going to get some made up, like actually printed up and pressed up, and I'm going to do some giveaways soon. But if you just need a new shirt right now, you can just go buy one. So yeah, let's finish this thing up with a piece of music like we always do. And you know what? I'm going to go back to my first album, Echoes in the Dark, and a track called A Thousand Years, which I always thought kind of reminded me a little bit of like a flyover of the Las Vegas Strip. So that seems like a good choice to end this episode with. So let's play A Thousand Years from Echoes in the Dark, and we'll be back with a new Piecing It Together next week.
and all points west.